This is Smart Consulting Sourcing, the only podcast about consulting procurement or how to buy consulting services. You'll get tips on how to use consulting, buy consulting, and managing the consulting. And now your host, Ellen Lafitte.
Welcome back to Smart Consulting Sourcing, your trusted guide through the labyrinth of consulting procurement. I'm your host, and today we're tackling a topic that can feel like a black box, you know, saving money on consulting services. But before we unlock the secret of savings when buying consulting, let's rewind to last week's episode where we peel back the layers of costs for a consulting firm. So last week we dove into the nuts and bolts of consulting prices. We looked at how consultants figure out what to charge and what factors push those numbers up or down, and walked through the different types of fee structures, breaking down what they mean for you, the client. And we didn't shy away from the hot topic of value-based pricing either, you know, shedding some light on this trend that's gaining traction but still leaves a few folks scratching their head. You know, consider that your crash course in consulting economics 101. So if you're starting here, might I suggest a little homework? You know, take a leap back and check out our previous episodes. They're available on every podcast platform known to humankind and YouTube for the visual sales. And for those who love a good read, we've got transcripts. Find them on our website, consultingquest.com, under the thought leadership section. Now, understanding the dollar signs attached to consulting is crucial, but let's not get too starry-eyed over price tag. You know, price, my friends, isn't the be-all and end-all of negotiations. And actually, that's a perfect segue, since we are about to embark on a new journey, which is decoding cost savings in consulting. And I'll do my best to unravel the mysteries of savings in the consulting world, touching on everything from the impact of savings and demand management to the art of scoping and price negotiation. So today marks the grand opening of this series where we'll peel back the layers of what savings really mean in consulting. And spoiler alert, it's not just about counting pennies. So buckle up and let's get started. All right, so let's kick things off by delving into something that sounds a bit like corporate speak, but stick with me because it's cooler than it sounds. The evolution of performance management in procurement. So once upon a time, procurement was all about the basics, you know, speed, spend under management, and how much you saved at the end of the day. And fast forward to now, and we're looking at a whole new ballgame. So it's no longer about how fast you can go or how much money you've managed to stash under the mattress. You know, we've moved into a world where procurement's impact is measured in full technicolor. It's about painting the complete picture that captures not only the savings, but the value creation, cost avoidance, and even how happy your vendors are. But why the shift, you ask? Well, it's about being efficient versus being effective. You know, efficiency is doing things right. Think hitting the right buttons on the calculator. But effectiveness, that's doing the right thing. You know, choosing which numbers to crunch in the first place. And in consulting procurement, this means not just getting services at the best price, but ensuring those services transform into real, tangible value for the organization. Savings. Now, there's a word that gets tossed around like a hot potato. But when it comes to consulting, what are we really talking about? You know, in the consulting sphere, savings stretch beyond just dollars and cents. We're looking at a holistic view that takes into account cost avoidance, how it affects your working capital, the performance of your vendors, and more importantly, the creation of value. So traditional metrics, sure, they give us a baseline. The real magic happens when we start measuring effectiveness. You know, it's the difference between doing things right and doing the right things, like focusing on how procurement can actually enhance customer satisfaction, reduce errors, and leverage opportunities. So dive a bit deeper and you'll find that modern procurement doesn't just stick to one playbook. They've got a two-pronged approach, you know, cost reduction and value creation. Cost reduction is obviously the classic procurement goal, where the focus is on tangible saving. It's about balancing the scales between what you save and the resources you expend to achieve the savings. Think of it as the procurement version of net benefits. Value creation, on the other hand, is where procurement starts to wear a cape and transform into a superhero. It's not just about cutting costs, it's about opening doors to new opportunity and models of business that were previously uncharted. This is where concepts like open innovation come into play, turning procurement into a powerhouse of transformative change. When we apply this principle to consulting procurement, things get interesting. Consulting isn't just another commodity. You know, it's a blend of expertise, insight, and strategy. So procurement in this context is less about snagging a bargain and more about ensuring that the service you're bringing on board translates into genuine, measurable value for your organization. And you see, saving isn't a one-fits-all concept. It's more like a waterwork with options for different occasions. You know, let's work through this option and sprinkle in some practical example to bring these concepts to life. We'll start with direct saving. You can think of direct saving as the discount you snag during a sale. It's the money you save upfront through better negotiated rates, bulk engagement, or by playing the field with, you know, competitive bids. So imagine that you've negotiated a 10% discount on a year-long consulting engagement because you committed early on or bundle services. That's direct savings, tangible, measurable, and sweet. Now, cost avoidance can be a bit of a head scratcher. Imagine you're opting for energy efficient windows for your house. It's not just about the immediate aesthetics, right? It's about the long-term savings on those heating bills, keeping you cozy for less cash as the seasons go by. Now, apply that thinking to consulting. Cost avoidance could look like tightening the scope of your project, honing in on what's truly essential. It's about saying, do we really need this part of this project or can it wait? You know, this approach helps you direct your budget towards activity that pack the most punch in terms of value, you know, sidestepping those tempting nice-to-haves that don't quite justify the expenses. So this is all about fine-tuning the engine of your operations to run more smoothly, efficiently, and yes, cost-effectively. And this is what happens when you adopt best practices that streamline processes, trim down cycle times, and naturally lead to savings. If you take that into the consulting world, for example, you can imagine that you decide to spruce up the quality of your RFPs. This one move can cut down a whole lot of back and forth, both within your team and with your potential consultants. A well-crafted RFP sends a clear message about what you need and show that you're all about singing from the same hymn sheet internally. The result? Consultants get a crystal clear understanding of your project from the get-go, minimizing the need for endless clarification, emails, and meetings. And what does that mean for you? Faster sourcing, less time spent on the whole sourcing merry-go-round, and yes, tangible savings. In short, operational efficiency savings are about doing things better and not just cutting corners. And last, we have value-driven saving, which are all about the long-term gains. They might not show up directly on your financial statements right away, but manifest as real benefits over time. So imagine you've got a project on the horizon, one that's expected to rake in $12 million in value spread across 12 months. Simple math, right? That's $1 million per month. But here's where timing becomes crucial. If you hit the snooze button and delay the start, every month of delay is essentially $1 million left on the table. And let's not forget, the longer you wait, the more you risk reducing the total value you could capture thanks to factors like competitive pressure or a changing market dynamics. Now, let's say the project kicks off as planned and you're pocketing your $1 million a month. All is well. But here where the consulting can change the game. With the expertise, you don't just stick to the plan, you accelerate it. Suddenly, you're not just hitting that 12 million mark, you're surpassing it, reaching 14 million. And not in 12 months, but 10. So what's the real saving there? It's not just about the additional 2 million in value, though that's certainly a win. It's about the time saved, getting to your goal faster and most efficiently, often outpacing what you thought possible. And this acceleration not only boosts your immediate financial health, but can also position you more competitively in the market, capturing value before conditions shift or competitors catch up. So understanding these different types of savings is crucial, not just for the sake of managing consulting projects better, but also for negotiating with finesse. It's about recognizing the immediate and eventual benefits of your consulting investments. And as businesses and their needs evolve, so does the art of procurement, pushing us to be even more agile, informed, and strategic in our approaches. So now, let's unravel the consulting procurement process step by step to see how each phase contributes to the overall value, drawing on the wisdom of Mike Hawkins, who said, "You don't get results by focusing on results. You get results by focusing on the actions that produce results." So let's see how this applies across the board. Scoping is about getting your project scope pinpoint accurate. It's your North Star, guiding you through the budgeting wilderness. So getting wrong, and you could see your cost ballooning by 50 to 100%, not to mention the missed opportunities hiding in the shadows. It's here that cost avoidance takes center stage, with value creation waiting in the wings. So let me give you an example. Picture a company eyeing potential acquisitions, segmenting the tasks from initial screening by consultant to internal management of identification, then engaging banks for negotiations, followed by different consultants for integration. That's ensure precisions, right? Sloppy scoping? That's a recipe for unnecessary spend and opportunities slipping through your fingers. Now, sourcing is where you lay the foundation for value. Choosing the right consultants through competitive bidding can save you a hefty 30 to 50%. But pick wrong, and you might always wave goodbye to those expected outcomes. So let's take another example. Imagine a telecom giant sticking to its usual trio of consulting firms. That might seem competitive, but unless there's a real chance for each to win project periodically, it's just a facade, you know, potentially cranking up costs. Now, selecting your negotiations. There, the focus is on ensuring you're teaming up with the right partners on the terms that favor your organization. This phase alone can influence your project cost effectiveness by 5 to 15%. With an additional 5 to 10% saving through scope refinement and resource allocation. For instance, if a company signals urgency without multiple consulting options on the table, they're likely to face steeper quotes. And then, without solid project management, your venture might as well be adrift. You know, poor management can flush up to 100% of your project cost down the drain. If you have, for instance, a key sponsor that bows out mid-project in a global benchmarking endeavor without a strong governance structure in place, then you'll be diluting the project focus and wasting resources. Also, the lack of solid performance metrics for consulting spells trouble. Not having a clear view on what you're spending and what you're getting can cost you 20 to 50% of your project's potential value. You know, for instance, if a bank leans on top-tier strategy firm for an organizational redesign, only to find their firm's expertise doesn't quite match the task at hand, and that was led to, we were led to that because there was no measure of performance. And also, focusing is all about smart allocation, you know? Prioritizing project with the highest impact over a scattergun approach amplifies value, making strategy sense over mere cost avoidance. Now, if you're a consumer goods company that spreads its budget too thin, focusing too much on manufacturing and marketing, leaving procurement and supply chain in the lurch, that's not working either, right? So now let's dive into something that's a bit of a conundrum in the consulting world, the real value of consulting services. Now, value is one of those words that gets tossed around a lot, but when it comes down to it, pinning a number on the value delivered by consulting can feel like, you know, trying to nail jelly to a wall. But fear not, because we're going to break down what I like to call the value creation equation to help you get a grip on measuring and maximizing the benefit consulting services can bring to the table. There's a world of difference between just tallying up the immediate savings from a consulting project and truly grasping the broader spectrum of value it creates over time. Let's work through five primary ways we can look at this. So the first option is the basic savings measurement. It's obviously your grant level, where you look at the difference between what you initially thought you'd spend on a project and what you actually ended up paying. You know, it's like finding a $20 bill in your winter coat from last season. You know, it's a nice immediate saving. Your second option is comparative savings. Here we dive a bit deeper. It's not just about what you saved, it's about understanding the savings in the context of what you could have spent had you chosen the most expensive option on the table. So now, it's imagine that you're comparing deals on a new laptop and realizing the one you got saved you a bottle compared to the top priced options. That's comparative selling, getting a clear picture of the deal you snap. Your third option is inclusive savings. Now we're getting into the more nuanced territory of cost avoidance. You know, this method makes you think about whether every part of the service you signed up for was necessary, of these, there were elements you could have skipped saving dollars down the line. No, picture designing against a full home warranty when you know you only need it for the major systems. It's about avoiding unnecessary expenditure. Now, your fourth option is a theoretical value calculation. This approach is all about the long game. You know, considering the expected returns on the consulting service over time, it's a forward-looking perspective, kind of like investing in a startup. You know, you're banking on the future return the project is expected to bring. And now, you know, if you put all of those pieces together, you have a comprehensive value analysis. It's the pièce de résistance of value, if you will. This method pulls everything together, the impact, the expected returns, the actual cost, what cost you managed to dodge, and more. It gives you a 360 view of the value derived from the consulting work. Think of it as assessing a renovation project on your house, considering not just the expenses and immediate benefits, but also how it improves your home's value in the long run. So when you're looking at a consulting project, remember it's not just about the upfront cost all the savings you see on your invoice. It's about understanding the full spectrum of value that consulting can bring to your organization, from immediate financial benefits to long-term strategic gains. By, you know, getting a handle on these different ways of measuring value, you're better equipped to see the big picture and make informed decisions about your consulting investment. So as we wrap up today's deep dive, it's clear there are myriad ways to define and measure savings in the consulting world. But if there's one destination we're journeying towards, it's understanding value. The North Star here isn't just about tallying up direct savings. It's about looking at the net value each project brings to the table. Consulting isn't just a line item to be managed under procurement. It's a strategic tool that, when used wisely, can reinvest savings into driving further innovation and growth for the company. This, however, presents a bit of a conundrum for our friends in procurement, because savings reinvested don't always show up in their ledger, affecting their performance metrics and potentially their bonuses. That's why adopting a 360 perspective on value can harmonize procurement objective with the broader goals of the organization. I know, pretty neat, huh? And hey, speaking of value investments, make sure you join us next week. We're going to unravel five ways consulting cost savings can impact organizations. So we'll explore the delicate dance between cost and value, advocating for a mindset shift that views consulting not just as an expense, but as a strategic investment. Now, we'd love to hear your thoughts on today's topic and or anything else you're curious about in the consulting procurement realm. So feel free to drop us feedback, share your insights, or even suggest new topics. Head over to consultingquest.com and consors.io for more deep dive, white papers, and ebooks that can illuminate your consulting journey. And if you like what you heard, share the love. Tell your friends, your colleagues, all that cousin that's always talking about starting a business. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates and episodes. And of course, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Your thoughts and feedbacks mean the world to me. So don't hesitate to reach out on LinkedIn or via email at htl.com. I'm always up for a chat. And if there are any topics you'd love to hear about in future episodes, send them my way too. Can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, stay safe and keep up the smart consulting sourcing game. All over for now and happy sourcing.
You've been listening to Smart Consulting Sourcing, the only podcast about consulting procurement. We hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit the website at consultingquest.com. Find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. For questions and comments, send an email to ellen.lafitte@consultingquest.com. See you next time.